When you're head down, working hard at life, it's all too easy to lose sight, I mean completely lose sight, of the power that God has to help you deal with the difficult things, the problems that you have going on. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Wouldn't life be just perfect if we didn't have any problems? No pressure, no conflict, no pain? Sure, but life's not like that. And yes, I know just how big your problems can seem. I get that. But do you have any idea how big your God is? I was watching a documentary about the sun on television the other evening. Apparently, each second, the sun produces more energy than a billion nuclear power plants could produce in a year. And it does that for each and every one of the 31.5 million seconds in each year, year after year after year, for who knows how long. But the sun is only one of a trillion, trillion stars that we know of in the universe, quite modest in its size and power compared to most others. It boggles the mind to think of the power that all of these suns produce in a second, in a year, in a millennium, doesn't it? The amount of power in all those stars combined is simply inconceivable. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. Look up at the skies. Who created all those stars? Who created all those armies in the sky? Who knows every star by its name? He is very strong and powerful, so not one of these stars is lost. So let me ask you again, do you have any idea how big your God is? So our problems to God are tiny. God has more than enough power to deal with them. Take your problems to Him. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And you know, the more time we spend in God's word, the more the reality of this great and mighty and loving and humble God becomes the overwhelming reality in our lives too. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.